Imagine you're in a house in the country. There's a frantic knock on your door. You open it to find a group dressed in fireproof gear. "We want access to your land," they say. "A wildfire is going to sweep through here and destroy everything." But you don't smell any smoke. You don't see any fire. And you say so. "You don't understand," they say. "It won't be here for another few years. But we need to fight it now." To you, this scenario might seem pretty far out, but not to Larry Joe Doherty.
That is precisely the whole point of prescribed burning. You wait around for an emergency and it's too late.
Doherty has worn a lot of hats in his life. He wore a cowboy hat as the judge in the courtroom TV show Texas Justice. He's also a trial lawyer. He once ran for Congress. But lately, he's become a public advocate of prescribed burning as the president of the Prescribed Burn Alliance of Texas.
Our motto is, we take the wild out of wildfire.
He became interested in prescribed burning when he started doing it on his Washington County ranch. The logic of prescribed burns can be summed up pretty simply. Doherty says it takes three things for a wildfire to start: oxygen, ignition, and fuel.
And if any one of those three are missing, you're not going to have a fire.
Well, you can't get rid of oxygen. And while county burn bans are meant to deprive wildfires of ignition, Doherty says history tells a different story. Last year, nearly every county in the state had enacted burn bans, but it was also the worst wildfire year in the history of the state. He says that shows that if an untended campfire doesn't serve as a spark, something else, like a downed power line, will.
The wildfires that sprung up, they had no respect for the county's burn ban. They happened anyway, and they're going to continue to happen.
Unless you control that third element, fuel. And the best way to do that, he says, is through carefully burning all those dry grasses and brush on your own terms before they build up to fuel a wildfire of epic proportions. A wildfire like the one that struck last year in central Texas.
We're standing in Bastrop State Park in an area that was impacted by the 2011 wildfire.
Greg Creasy is responsible for prescribed burns in Texas state parks. He recently took me on a tour of the park to show me how it's become an inadvertent prescribed burning laboratory since the fire.
We're looking at the difference between a forest that was previously burned with a prescribed fire 1 year before the wildfire on one side of the road. Then on the other side of the road, that forest stand had never been treated by a prescribed fire. All of the trees are dead on the side that had never been treated with a prescribed fire, and the trees are green on the side of the road where we had previously conducted a prescribed fire.
And prescribed burn advocates say there are a few things the state could be doing to make it easier to burn in Texas. Liability insurance is nearly impossible to come by for people interested in burning. And Charles Taylor, a Texas A&M rangeland management professor, says he'd like to see the state subsidize insurance for prescribed burns.
And we need support from the legislators to allow us to do more burning and burn bans.
That could be a hard sell, given the fact that prescribed burns can occasionally get out of control.
This morning, we continue to monitor the lower North Fork fire burning just...
Earlier this year, the governor of Colorado declared a moratorium on prescribed burns when one sparked a wildfire that claimed three lives. But despite accidents like those, advocates in Texas say prescribed burning is gaining acceptance. When the alternative, they say, will inevitably lead us to another fiery season like we saw last year. For State Impact Texas, I'm Moses Bouchel.